Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. My name is Tom Haynes. I'm your host. And today's subject, I would love to talk about what I think is the hardest thing about the FAA's Academy for Air Traffic Controllers. And it may not be what you would expect. Yes, you are going to get a ton of information. If you do the en route portion of the academy, they're going to give you the equivalent of 2 3-inch binders full of information. And those are going to be your lessons. Those are going to be your end of lesson tests. Those are going to be just all the information that they're going to give you. When I was a lead and a lead, I would warn my students from the first day, you are about to take a master's course in 3 months. Because that is the equivalent information. Okay, so, but that is not really the hardest thing. They present the information to you. Your instructors present the information to you. The leads and A-leads, it's all, I would say, fairly well designed. Now, is there a lot of stuff that you probably are not going to need? Yes, there is. There's a lot of stuff that you will never use again. A lot of background stuff and a lot of basic air traffic control stuff that you're not really going to use, but it does give you a foundation to build on. Okay, so there is kind of sort of a reason for it being there. But even that, it's the information is not the difficult thing. Learning the map, even if you've never looked at a map for airspace, which most people haven't. Unless you've been to a CTI school, you haven't looked at airspace maps. Unless you've been a pilot, you haven't looked at airspace maps. So people don't look at airspace maps until you get to the academy. And now they give you 2.5 weeks to memorize one, enough to take a test. But that's not the hardest thing. They give you plenty of time. They give you plenty of time at the academy during class to study it. And you need to study it. You need to know it. It's not just to pass a test, but that map is going to be what you use over the next 3 months. Okay, so it's something you have to do. And if you're in a tower program, you have to know the airspace around you. You have to know reporting points. You have to know approaches. You have to know missed approaches. You have to know your airport map like the back of your hand so that you don't have to think about it. So tower, en route, you have to know the map. But that's not the hardest thing. The hardest thing is not the SOP. You know, it's important. You have to know it. You have to know it backwards and forwards. You have to know it more than your evaluators know it. And sometimes that's not difficult, but for the most part, they do know the SOP. You have to know it better than they do. But it's still not the hardest thing. The hardest thing I saw in my 5 years at the academy, the hardest thing that I think students had to deal with was 3 or 4. But first, having to deal with getting a low score on one of their evals. It's going to happen. It happened to me when I went through. The first evaluation that I did as a student at the academy, I got a 49 on it. There were a couple of guys in our class that got 90s on their first eval. And I must admit, it ticked me off. It really ticked me off. And my A lead looked at me when we were about to run the next problem. He said, "What's up?" Because he could tell that I was not in a good mood. I said, well, I got a 49 and those jokers down there got 90s. And he looked at me, didn't take any time to respond. He looked at me and said, you will pass and they won't. And I looked at him like he was crazy. But he was correct. Neither one of those guys that got 90s on their first eval passed. Neither one of them had jobs at the end of that class. Neither one of them had jobs with the FAA, and I did. And I had a 26-year career with the FAA. Okay? You have to deal with getting a low score. It is not the end of the world. Okay? You have to go on. And you can go on. The thing that that low score did to me is it made me realize that I needed to practice. Well, there you go. It served its purpose. Okay, so you get a low score, it should wake you up to the fact that you need to practice more. You thought you had it, but you didn't. Okay, so low scores can be a blessing. They can be a blessing. Okay, but most people at the academy have never gotten a low score in their life. I hadn't. I had never gotten a 49 on a test in my life. Okay, it's difficult to deal with, but it's still not the main problem you're going to face at the academy. And so the main problem you're going to face, number one, and it's amazing to watch as an instructor, as a classroom instructor, as a lab instructor, the number one problem I saw was people and students trying to deal with nerves. Okay? Now, a lot of you are going to go, well, of course. One thing to remember about being nervous, whether it's a job interview, whether it's, you know, you being in a job, whether it's you giving a speech in a class, you being nervous says one thing about you and one thing only. It doesn't say anything about how competent you are. It doesn't say anything about how prepared you are. It says one thing, and it says that you care about what you are about to do. That's all. So being nervous, being anxious, to a certain extent, let's not go too far, but being nervous and being anxious just mean that you care about what is about to happen. So, I don't think I've told you yet, but I grew up playing soccer. Started when I was 7, played in college, played a little bit after college, very, very, very semi-professionally. Got into coaching after that. And found out I loved coaching even more than playing. But one thing that I like to do, and I tend to do, is use sports to demonstrate things. So one thing that I'll talk about as far as being nervous is I also like to play golf. And so I will watch golf. I listen to the announcers. And a lot of them were players, and they will tell you that these professional golfers, these are the top golfers in the world. When it comes down to the final day of a tournament and the final few holes of that final day of a tournament, they are nervous. The adrenaline is pumping, and they get nervous. And I was floored by that. These are professionals who get nervous. I guarantee you, professional players in every sport get nervous. Why? Because it matters to them. What is about to happen matters to them. So how do they get past it? How does a professional golfer playing the last hole of a tournament in front of, let's say, 20,000 people lining that that one hole on the golf course, knowing that there are millions of people watching on TV. He knows that because there's a camera 20 yards from him. How in the world does that golfer hit a shot that is a perfect shot? How do they do it? And what can we learn from that? Well, they do it because they practice and practice and practice and practice until they have, when they get over a shot, they have a routine they go through. And one of my trainers at Forest Center talked about this. Thank you, Don. And he told me, you have to have a pre-shot routine. So when you go into, at the academy, when you go into the lab, when you go into the classroom for your non-radar eval, when you go into the radar lab for your eval, have a routine that by the time you cross that doorway, nothing else in the world can get to you. That's what a professional golfer will do. And that's what, as a student, you have to do. I don't care what the distractions are. And it's going to sound harsh, but I don't care what's going on in your life. And I've had students that had some amazing things going on in their life, both good and bad, when they were trying to take evals. And it's hard to do. You have to be able to be in that room running the problem, and that is all that is happening in your world. You have to be so focused that a bomb could go off, things could happen outside the building, you wouldn't know. And I will tell you that these golfers who complain about a camera shutter in their backswing, please, they were not focused. That's why they missed the shot. They were not focused. The camera shutter had nothing to do with it. I've been playing golf and had someone yell at me. I had my dad yell at me because he was asking a question in my backswing. I heard him, but I concentrated on that swing. I went ahead and took my swing. And it was one of my better shots of the day. So don't give me this about someone's camera shutter 40 yards away distracting a professional golfer. Okay? He's looking for a reason for why that shot didn't work. And it's in him. It's not in the person with the camera. But back to the academy. When you have to have a pre-shot routine, if you want to call it. When you go into the lab, when you go into the classroom, nothing can disturb you. And having nerves is not a bad thing. Being anxious about what is about to happen is not a bad thing. It's the best thing I could tell you is do not get fixated on being nervous. Okay, it is not a bad thing. Use it. Use it to focus. Use it to just clarify for you what you are trying to do. Because what you are trying to do is an amazingly difficult thing. There's nothing easy about the FAA Academy. There's nothing easy about the fact that it is pass or fail. There is nothing easy about wanting to be the top of your class so that you get to choose first and so that you have more control over where you're going to spend the next few years of your life and where your family is going to spend the next few years of their lives. There is nothing easy about that. And you could take any athlete, any academic, any professor, and put them into that situation, in that classroom, in that lab, and I guarantee you, you could perform 1,000 times better than any one of those other people. Because you're trying to do something that you can practice. You can't practice being in that situation of being in an eval. But that's what the last week of the Radar Lab is for. Put yourself in that position. Put yourself in that position of running evals. Okay? And if you get an instructor that is trying to talk to you and lead you through the program or through the problem, just turn around and say, you know, thank you for the input, but I'd really like to try this on my own. As leads and A-leads, we try to get the instructors that last week that you're in the Radar Lab, we try to get them to understand that they need to just let you run the problem. But there are some instructors that still like to give you advice and tell you what to do if they see you struggling. We try to tell them, let them struggle, okay? Because you need to be in that situation. Try to put yourself in that situation. Non-radar, do the same thing. Those last probably seven-ish problems that they have for non-radar are really good practice for being in your eval. Treat them like an eval. Tell the instructor beforehand, hey, I want to treat this like an eval. Okay? And they'll let you. Okay. But that's the main problem is going to be nerves. I've seen students have to flap their arms to try and dry off their armpits. I've seen them sweat. And that was in the first practice problems. Not even in the evals. And I have seen students that going into the evals, I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be an issue. I don't know how they're going to do it. But we try to coach them as much as we can, but we have to give them the lesson plans. We have to go over what we need to go over as instructors. And so there's not a whole lot of coaching, additional coaching that we can do. So hopefully this is what this podcast can do, is kind of let you know, number one, it's okay to be nervous. Number two, the way to get past that is to practice as much as you can, as hard as you can, and try to get it where that quote-unquote muscle memory is going to be. And then when you've done that, try to get as much sleep as humanly possible. I know it's going to be tough the night before the evals, but try to get as much sleep as you can. And if you can't get sleep, try to let your body rest. Try not to get up. Try to just stay in bed and get as much rest for your body as you can. It's going to be so important, and it will help you so much. So, nervousness, being anxious, it's not a bad thing because it means you care. It means that you care. So go out there. Put yourself in the best position you can by practicing as much as you can, knowing as much as you can. The more knowledge you have, the more practice you can do, the more confident you will be going into it. Okay, well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen to these podcasts. Please hit follow. Hit like, leave comments, leave questions that you'd love for me to go over. We'll try our best to answer all the questions that we can. And just again, thank you so much and have a great day.